Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Johnson reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin spins and fires to second, with Goldman covering, and Johnson is picked off. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is hit by the pitch. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Alexander moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to third. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayworth for a passed ball. Porter moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayworth. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell bunts towards first. Alexander can't make a play. That's a base hit. Falk moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. Hodapp scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Rice reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth strikes out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 3 in the game. Uhel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.